Video, Father and Son Beaten by Dirt Bikers in NYC. By Amy Furr on March 17, 2022. A man and his son were beaten by dirt bikers in Harlem on Tuesday. And the gang also allegedly took a cell phone, wallet, and cash. The group apparently attacked the 64-year-old and his 36-year-old son, forcing them to exit their vehicle near the intersection of St. Nicholas Terrace and West 127th Street, ABC7 reported Wednesday. In a social media post, NYPD Crime Stoppers shared surveillance footage of the incident showing four dirt bikers surrounding the dark-colored vehicle. Moments later, two suspects, one wearing a dark-colored coat and another in a bright blue shirt, appeared to pull the driver out of the vehicle and throw him on the ground. The person in the black coat proceeded to kick the individual and later, the man in blue appeared to punch him as he sat on the pavement. Warning: graphic video. Eventually, several others surrounded the victim and kicked him while another man, wearing a black vest, punched him before someone else apparently rammed his dirt bike into the man, according to the footage. Police say it happened after one of the bikers ran a red light and collided with the car. The ABC report noted, adding the suspects allegedly took several items. The outlet reported the victims were listed in stable condition following the incident. Crime in New York City rose in January by approximately 40%, according to a Fox 5 report from early February. According to the latest figures released by the NYPD, every major crime category saw an increase in January 2022 except for murder. Shootings across the city jumped by 31.6%, from 76 to 100, while robberies increased by 33.1% and grand larceny increased by a shocking 58.1%. Rapes also increased to 128, from 101 last year, a 26.7% increase. Meanwhile, Mayor Eric Adams, D., said last month the New York City Police Department may receive less or the same amount of funding for the city's 2022 budget. The budget is basically going to be flat, he explained. There may be a slight decrease in the next few months, but it's basically going to remain flat, he continued, adding the top concern for citizens was public safety.